one team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of WHJE Varsity Football here on The Edge. I am John Perkins alongside Jesse Smith. It is going to be a fantastic game between the number four team, Carmel Greyhounds, taking on number two in the mid-conference, Ben Davis. Jesse, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. It's a beautiful, crisp autumn evening here at Ben Davis. We're going to have our spectacular football game for you here on 91.3 WHJE. But let's talk about how these two teams got here. Carmel comes into this game 6-2, 5-1 in the mid-conference. They have won five straight. So far throughout the season, some very impressive victories over Lawrence Central, Warren Central, and Pike, and a key loss to Center Grove. Three come-from-behind victories in the fourth quarter, but you flip it over to the other side, just as impressive. Ben Davis, 6-2, they have won four straight themselves. They're also 5-1 in the mid-conference, and they have key victories over Center Grove, Pike, and Cathedral, and a big loss to Warren Central earlier in the year. But the offense has been the name of the game the last three games for them. 144 total points, that's a 48-point average a game.
Yeah, exactly. Both teams come in very, very hot, and they're both very, very talented. And first, we have got to talk about this quarterback for the Ben Davis Giants, Kyle Kastner, only a junior. He's come in, and man, I can tell you, by watching that film, I am so impressed with him. He is really going to do a lot of good things tonight for that team. Now, here's the difference between Ben Davis and Carmel. If you haven't covered both teams this season, here's what you need to know. Carmel has been battling this two-quarterback system. They've been trying to figure it out between Isaac James, the junior, and John Lampe, the senior. Now, here's the deal. John Lampe, obviously the passer. He's that third-down guy that you like to use to air that ball out and really make some things happen down the field. But then you got to watch out for Isaac James on the ground. He is a complete threat. Really brings that rushing attack and that bailout plan for Lampe. But they've had some trouble with that, Jesse. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so far in the year, obviously the passing game has been dominated by Lampe, 987 yards versus James in the 85 yards. But the rushing attack that Isaac James can bring to it, 344 rushing yards, is what really has been driving this offense the last couple of games. But as you mentioned, there have been some issues. It comes down to it where they don't know who they should bring out first. Who is going to be the hot hand to begin the game? Will it be the senior, or will it be the one that has the electric running ability that we've seen so far throughout the season in almost every single game? That's been a struggle, but by the end of the game, they finally start to get the rhythm, but by that point, are they playing from behind is the question.
Exactly. Giants offense, much different story. We mentioned it before. Kyle Kastner, fantastic quarterback, but here's the deal. He's got a running back in Jamie Aiken Jr., who's just coming off of an injury, the senior. He's got a chip on his shoulder here, and he wants to continue the progress that Ben Davis has had against the Greyhounds. Last meeting, 2012, they were at Carmel, and then Ben Davis delivered Carmel a loss, winning 13-7. Again, Ben Davis leading this series 19-18. And so here's the deal. The Giants offense is much more fluid and just is really cohesive, and I think that's the difference. With Carmel, it's been tough trying to figure out what offense are we going to run. Are we going to run that fast-paced offense with Isaac James, or are we going to sell out to the pass with John Lampe? Here's a completely different story. You've got Kyle Kastner, who runs out of that shotgun. He runs out of the I formation. Play action reads, all these different things that you got to watch out for. They've got a rushing attack and a passing attack that works incredibly well together. It's going to keep a very talented defense, Carmel Greyhounds, on their toes.
And something that you mentioned at last meeting between Carmel and Ben Davis. Ben Davis came up the road a little bit, went north to Carmel, and knocked them off on their senior night. Carmel's trying to do the exact same, trying to get a little revenge this year as they are going to the road here at Ben Davis, and they're trying to take down the Giants here on their senior night. Very important night for both of these teams. A share of the MIC title is on the line tonight, and it looks like Ben Davis will be having the first possession of the ball game as Adam Kramer comes out for the Carmel Greyhounds to kick it away. And back deep to return for Ben Davis. It looks like we have number 20, Tony Allen, a senior on senior night, is going to start us off here with a potential kickoff return. Wind blowing, actually gusting in Adam Kramer's face right now. A very reliable touchback kickoff man for the Carmel Greyhounds. He's going to have his work cut out for him here. But we are underway from the Ben Davis Giants Stadium as this one goes back into the end zone. An impressive booming kick there by Adam Kramer, and Ben Davis will start at their own 20. So, John, coming out in this first possession, you've been talking about they like to run this kind of spread out offense, but they do have some very good running backs. Do you expect them to try to establish a run early on in this game?
I really do. I think that the run is the key to the pass in this situation. If they can make things happen on the ground, that's going to allow for the play action pass. And we're talking about, you know, they don't even have to run it on third down. We're talking second down passes, getting it downfield. Kastner is pretty dangerous when it comes to that deep ball. Look for him to try to get that running game open. Keep Carmel on their heels.
They're going
to
come out shotgun set, four wide, three out to his right from his own 20. Kastner looking over towards the sideline. Getting the start at tailback tonight will be Chris Evans, the third running back on the stat sheet for them. He is number 12. But the junior Kastner comes back in the shotgun. They get a couple people to jump. It's going to depend who jumped first. And right now, Carmel signaling that's against Ben Davis.
And that's something that the defense does so well for the Grahams. We talk about a defense who is pretty much all seniors, with the exception of a guy named Alex Akins, who we'll get to later, an incredible player himself. But this senior team, they know how to work that offensive line. And if you're an offensive line of Ben Davis, you better be careful. We got talking about guys like Sean Stetson and Vic Rowe on that defensive line who are so dangerous, and they will actually make the hard count work against you.
First and 15, they try to run that one up the middle to Evans. He's going nowhere. He's going to gain actually probably 2 yards off of forward progress, but again, second and long on the way. Just underway from Ben Davis. 11:48 remaining in the first. Obviously, no score. First possession for the Ben Davis Giants as Kastner's going to hurry this one back up into a four-wide spread shotgun set. Two on each side. Now he looks over towards Carmel. Looking at that Carmel defense, moves his tailback out to his right. From his own 15-yard line, second and 11 now is the official call. Looking out, screen pass to the right, looking for Beatty. That one's going to be broken up by Zach Woods. He has his first pass breakup of the night, and that's going to set up a third and long already.
Zach Woods, a dangerous guy out there. You know, again, like we talked about before, he didn't really start a lot. The beginning of the season, came in a few games in, and has played exceptionally well. They were definitely missing him before, and now he's set up on that left side against that corner.
Four wide set once again, three out to his right, going again from the true shotgun with Evans remaining in the backfield as he has all drive. Looking immediately left, finds Evans off the screen. He heads upfield, has daylight. Now he's going to try to spin his way out. He's going to be brought down across the 20-yard line, and that's going to be a three and out for the Ben Davis Giants as they move backwards in a hurry.
And so whether it be John Lampe or Isaac James, that Carmel offense is going to have a shot to put points on the board before Ben Davis. That's a big thing because, like we talked about, Jesse, Carmel has not really had the opportunity to play with the lead. They've always been playing behind, and it's kind of made it difficult and put them into some serious situations.
Here are some of the most sure hands you're going to find on this team back deep to receive this punt. Thomas Baldwin and Jason Baldridge, both senior wide receivers on this team, are set to receive back at their own 45-yard line. The punt is fielded cleanly. This one is up and away. That one by Danny Alvarez, as that one will be fair caught by Baldwin at about the 43-yard line. So good punt considering the situation was in the shadows of his own goalpost there. But here comes the Carmel offense, and the storyline will be who's going to come out and start quarterback. Isaac James looked spectacular last week off the read option.
James really did, and I think what they're figuring out is, excuse me, whatever offense they're going to run, they have to sell out to it. And that means you got to have all your personnel on the same page. And obviously right now, of course, that is going to be Isaac James.
Flexbone set as Perkins will move in motion. He has to reset now as James looks over towards the sidelines. Going back to the traditional flexbone that we saw debuted back in Lucas Oil Stadium against Lawrence Central, Ben Davis showing blitz now off the left hash under center. They put Roberts in motion this time. A little miscommunication, but Pascal eventually gets the handoff across the 45-yard line. He's going to gain himself a couple of yards on first down, and Pascal has had himself quite an impressive last 2 weeks.
And again, that flexbone formation is so deadly because you've got the A back there, and you've also got the Falcon position. Now, Austin Roberts plays the Falcon, so they use him as a running back. You've got three or four guys who are running the ball. It's kind of tough to be a defender.
Perkins in motion this time, but he has to go back to that set position as James will look over towards the sideline. They're at their own 45-yard line with 9:39 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. Off the second and eight, takes a snap. Pass go up the middle, trying to dive for a couple extra yards. Falls forward and does. At the 48-yard line, he's going to be brought down. So that gains about three. Third and manageable on the way, and Isaac James will stay out on the field as the quarterback. So James directing his offense. He has Baldridge out to his left and Baldwin way out to his right. Off that sideline, Perkins moving in motion. They get a man to jump off sides. A hard count, and Isaac James' specialty works once again. That should be enough to pick up that automatic first. We've seen Carmel go to that hard count so many times throughout the year. Usually we see James kind of the culprit in that situation, but lately we've seen Lampe kind of start to break that into his game as well.
So I think James, again, that quick guy, and again, now, like you said, Jesse, getting this first down here, so that's going to reset here. And that's something that we've seen. Isaac James has done a much better job in the past few games of really working the ball quickly, almost like that no-huddle set.
So they put Perkins in motion. It's time from the flex bone, and once again, he's going to have to move his way back to the line of scrimmage and reset as James will call the play at the line. Pascal remains a down back in the backfield. Two wide set at the 46 of Ben Davis. Roberts in motion this time. Read option. They try to go Pascal up the middle. He's going nowhere. He's going to lose a couple of yards off the first down. Second and 12 on the way. So already we've seen plenty of Shakir Pascal as they're trying to break him into the game, and yet Isaac James has not been able to keep one off of a quarterback keeper, and that is when he is the most exciting. So James will go back under center here at the 48-yard line of Ben Davis. Second and 12 on the way. Clock continues to dwindle here in the first quarter, 8.5 minutes remaining. Perkins fakes the sweep, and now James looking deep down the field, hit as he threw that one up in the air for a long time. He's going to come down with the reception. A nice catch there way down that right sideline. That's going to set him up inside the red zone.
Finally getting an opportunity to see the arm of Isaac James. Again, a quarterback last year, we had the opportunity to watch him at the JV level. Now, again, a terrific passer, but it seemed like this year he had trouble getting his arm working. There, a nice connection, a deep connection out to the right side of the field.
That looked like Roberts off that reception from that Falcon position. Good job off the play action fake. Now Perkins moves the motion again. No one biting this time. He goes back to the line of scrimmage as James heads towards the sideline. 8:22 remaining here in the first quarter. James back under center. First and 10 from the 13-yard line of Ben Davis. Carmel knocking in on the end goal situation. James tries to go hard count. This time Roberts in motion. James will keep this one. Tries to cut back middle of the field. He does. Spiraling a little bit now onto the ground. He's going to be brought down at the 6-yard line. It's an impressive gain of about 7 yards, something out of nothing.
When James comes in here with 344 yards on the ground and only 62 rushes, again, he leads the team in the average. Again, about 5.5 yards a carry. And he's one of those guys who just doesn't go down. It's hard to take down. He's able to get those extra 2 or 3 yards, which do make a heck of a difference.
Second and 3 from the 6-yard line this time. Perkins once again moves in motion. He goes back. Pascal remains a down line, the down running back in the backfield. Usually kind of his territory is a short yarded situation. The pitch will be received by Austin Roberts. He's trying to race towards the sideline, but we have penalty flags across the other side of the field, and this one will be called dead immediately. We'll see what this one is. This could be a big shift in yardage momentum here. And it looks like that one is going to be a false start against the Carmel Greyhounds. That'll back him up 5 yards to the 11. So second and 8 on the way, and we've already seen penalties on both sides start to take their shape. So making the job a little bit harder here on Isaac James. 7:35 remaining in the first quarter, still no score. Carmel looking to change that here at the Ben Davis 11-yard line. James remains in the game as the quarterback. It looks like he's coming out wing T formation. Two backs in the backfield, 3 wide set, 2 out to his left. They put a man in the slot this time. We have a whistle, and we might have ourselves the first timeout of the game. It will be timeout Carmel. That is their first of the half. They will have 2 remaining. So, John, here, 2nd and 8. Are you sticking with James as your quarterback in this situation?
Oh, of course. I think I love the decision to keep him out on 3rd down as well. He didn't have to run a play and was able to get that 1st down on that conversion there. I think when you start to bring John Lampe into the game, you really kind of give up your strategy. You really give up that unpredictability that you're trying to keep so close. You don't want Ben Davis, of course, to be able to read your plan. You know, like last week we were talking about how it's been kind of this whole, like, Isaac James 1st and 2nd down, John Lampe comes in. You know what they're going to do? James is going to run the ball. Lampe's going to pass the ball. If you keep James in there all 4 downs, it's hard to determine what he's going to do. It's just common sense. It's layman terms.
So it looks like wing T formation once again off that right hash at the 11-yard line. James from the gun. Takes the snap this time. He immediately runs, gets that one pitch out, finds that one to Perkins. Perkins dances out to the left sideline. He's going to be wrapped up at about the 12. So no gain on the play. A lot of running around, trying to go east to west there instead of north to south. And John Lampe is going to come in as the quarterback here on 3rd down. So first time we've seen John Lampe tonight. He's going to be lined up close to about the 12-yard line here. The 13-yard line is the official 3rd and 10. For the Carmel Greyhounds, 4 wide set, 3 out to his right. True shotgun for Lampe. Lampe takes the snap, has time to throw him now. Pocket collapsing around him, looks deep into the end zone. He's going to overthrow his man, and that'll be fourth down on the way. And it looks like the kicking crew for the Carmel Greyhounds and Adam Kramer will trot out into the field.
It's tough to bring your quarterback in on third down and expect him to make it as tough of a throw as that was. It had to be perfect in the corner of the end zone there, just overthrew his guy. Again, trying to bring Lampe in on a third and long. And so now, again, Adam Kramer, like you've said, hey, he's 3 for 4 from his field goals. He's done a good job this season, really stepped into the shoes, kind of filled that place of Billy Stumbo. And we've talked about the legacy he's led. But Kramer has handled himself very, very nicely this season.
This one will be about a 29-yard field goal attempt off of that left hash for Kramer. Wind has died down a little bit here in the last couple of minutes. This one is up, and that one is good for Adam Kramer. He's going to put the Carmel Greyhounds on the board to make it 4-5 on the season for him. 3-0 Carmel Greyhounds with 6:35 remaining in the first.
So 3 points is better than no points, obviously. And that, this is one of the first times we've seen the Greyhounds put points on the board and really lead any team. Ben Davis, we thought they were going to come out here and really put on a show. Again, we can go on and on about their quarterback, Kyle Kastner. And just being able to watch his film and seeing some of the highlights, the throws he's able to make under pressure, it's incredible. But obviously a defense like Carmel definitely is hard to face, and you're not going to get your points easily. You're going to have to earn them. You're going to have to earn the yards against this Carmel defense, and they're so solid all across the board.
You got to give credit to the defense of Ben Davis on that last drive. They had the first and 10 at the 30 at the 13-yard line. You know, they're sniffing the end zone there for quite a while, but they're able to hold them to 3 points and give their offense a chance. They could still come out with the lead after their next possession. But Kramer is set to kick this one away. Had a touchback on his first attempt tonight as he is up and away. This one, a line drive, bouncing at about the 15. And he's going to take this one at about the 10. He has some room to run, cross the middle, cuts back. He's still on his feet at the 30-yard line. He's finally going to be brought down by a pack of Greyhounds. Very impressive run back there by number 20, Tony Allen. So Allen finally gets a chance to show off his speed a little bit, and he does in a very, very impressive way. And now the Ben Davis offense is going to trot back onto the field. What do you think needs to be done? They have some decent field position.
Well, I think, again, like you said, the key here is to establish that run. And you got to give guys like Jamie Aiken Jr. the ball. I know he's just coming back, but you've got three rushers over that 300-yard mark. Again, Aiken adding 500 this season. You got to make something happen.
And Aiken will receive the handoff here up the middle. He tries to dance back out to the outside, but he's going nowhere. That front seven of the Carmel Greyhounds will bring him back behind the line of scrimmage at about the 31-yard line. So second and 11 coming up from about their own 31. That's the first time we've seen Aiken Jr. tonight, but Kastner wasting no time with this hurry up from the shotgun four wide set. Three out to his left. They're lined up right in the middle of the field. Second down, he's looking to pass, screen pass over towards that left side, and Aikens is going to come up with a big tackle there. That pass was received by, it looks like, number 34, Gildon, the tailback. He's a senior here on senior night, but he's going nowhere there as Aikens makes another big stop.
And everybody has one flaw, and I think Kyle Kastner's flaw is that sometimes he doesn't look off the defensive backs. You know where he's going to throw that ball, and he doesn't sway from that position.
Kastner comes back. This time he has three out to his right and one to his left. From the true shotgun formation, third and 14, pressure coming. He has to dance out of there, trying to look deep down the field and can't find his man. That one just out of the reach of Brennan Gillis. So two quick three and outs by the Ben Davis offense here as the punting unit will jog back onto the team. And the Carmel Greyhounds playing with a new sense of energy that we haven't seen in the last week or so.
And let's pause on Kastner real quick because he's so deadly on the run like we talked about. He's able to evade even when that offensive line collapses. But heads up there by the defense. They've played so well so far, obviously forcing two three and outs. Whether it be John Lampe or Isaac James, Carmel's got the ball now.
So this punt looks to be taken up here by, again, number 5, Danny Alvarez, the senior. Aldridge back deep to return for the Carmel Greyhounds, saying out about his own 35. This one bounces, but he fields it cleanly like a shortstop would. That one bouncing it close to midfield. And that one will land at about the 45-yard line. So good field position again for the Carmel Greyhounds. But give credit to Alvarez on that last play right there. That one easily could have skipped by him into the end zone.
Again, like you talk about, that would have been possibly a recovery run back into the end zone. Either way, you're talking about field position on the 20-yard line. For now, it looks like it's going to be Isaac James. So I would take that 44-yard line over that 20-yard line any day when you've got Isaac James commanding the offense like he does, as quick as he does.
This one, they're going to come out in a spread formation, five wide set, but now going into the pistol as Perkins moves into the backfield. This one is going to be a quarterback keeper. James has room on the left side. He's across midfield, stumbles at the 45. He'll be brought down at about the 44-yard line. A gain of 12 yards by Isaac James, and they will move the chains. So impressive run there off the quarterback keeper. Had a lot of people fooled there as Chris Perkins looked to be the tailback on that one. 5:07 remaining in the first quarter. They go back to the four-wide pistol, three out to his right. James trying to go hard count. No one biting. He looks over towards the sideline for additional signaling. They're at the Ben Davis 44-yard line off the left hash. Perkins remaining in the backfield. James tries to go hard count again. Takes the snap this time up the middle. Chris Perkins is going to dive across the 39-yard line. So a solid gain, about 5 yards for him. He's going to set up second and five. So starting to see a little more of Chris Perkins on this drive. We saw plenty of Shakir Paschal first few carries. Perkins looking over towards that sideline now. See if they go back to that spread. It looks like they will. Five wide set for James. Three out to his right. Second and six is the official spot at the 40-yard line. Perkins in motion once again to make it the pistol. James from the gun takes the snap. Hands that one out. Perkins has daylight. He dives across to about the 30-yard line up the middle. An impressive run by him and another first down by the Carmel Greyhounds rushing attack.
Perkins really hasn't been that gut back like we've talked about. They've used Paschal in there, and Paschal's really started to make a name for himself. Coming in here with 443 yards, but Perkins still has the edge. 451 yards. He's kind of that perimeter back, but doing a nice job up the middle, providing some relief again for Isaac James.
Another four-wide pistol set. This time they split the difference on the receivers. Roberts moves in motion this time. He goes out to that right side. James takes the snap. Quarterback keeper, he has room off the left side, heading towards the left sideline. He sprints in at the 10-yard line, takes a big hit out of bounds. He's going to be pushed out at about the 8-yard line. And Isaac James starting to show up the legs once again.
Give credit to Brent Brown. He's a senior outside linebacker. He leads the team with 67 tackles, big-time playmaker. But not big enough there to stop Isaac James after a nice, nice pickup of some yards.
They will spot them officially at the 9-yard line. They spread the field again, five wide set. From the gun, Perkins moves in motion to make it the pistol. From the gun, James takes the snap. He hands that one out. Perkins up the middle, trying to get into the end zone. Will be spotted just short. But nonetheless, an impressive run there off of first and goal. Will be second and goal at the 1-yard line.
Give credit to the drive thus far. Isaac James hustling back, but it's been so quick, and it's been all on the ground. And Ben Davis looks very, very fatigued.
Five wide set once again. Perkins will move back into the backfield. From the pistol, James takes the snap. That one up the middle. James will keep this. We have penalty flags everywhere, but Isaac James is in the end zone. If it stands, that will be a touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds. Well, let's wait to see what the penalty marker is. It looks like this one might be waved off. Officials will discuss there. Close to where they kicked the extra points. Waiting on the official call. Isaac James off that quarterback keeper went off to that left side. Carmel signaling that it is against Ben Davis. Still waiting off that official call. They're looking over towards the Ben Davis sidelines. Penalty will be declined. That is against Ben Davis, and the Carmel Greyhounds will have themselves a score. So a very impressive drive to make it 9-0, trying to make it 10-0, but nonetheless a two-possession lead for the Carmel Greyhounds early on.
And we knew these offenses were both very explosive. Both teams put up a lot of points on the board, even last week, going back to that win for the Greyhounds. But, man, what a showing for that offense already in this ballgame. Still in the first quarter, they've already put up 10 points. That's pretty impressive.
Kramer, very reliable extra-point kicker, has only missed two on the year so far. The hold is good. The kick is up. And it looks like the kick is also good. That makes it 10-0 in the Carmel Greyhounds. And a promising sign for this offense is they have been very efficient on the ground. And whenever you can do that, that sets up the play action for later in the game, as well as you know.
And exactly. And like, you know, Isaac James isn't one of those quarterbacks that we immediately look to and say, man, that guy can really run and gun. But what we've seen before, and that pass over there to Austin Roberts on the right side, I have not seen Isaac James throw a ball like that before. With incredible accuracy, I just think that Isaac James is really developing into a quarterback. They've invested in him. And if we're honest with ourselves, he really wasn't the number one ticket guy. They really kind of reserved that position for John Lampe, but Isaac James has come in and really played that position very well.
And I think the key to this offense in the last couple weeks has been simplicity. They're not trying to do anything, you know, too crazy. They're coming back. They're coming out. They're spreading the team. They're bringing Perkins back into the pistol. The more we see Isaac James from the gun, I think the more impressive as a runner he has been as he's developed that in that quarterback position. So Adam Kramer is set to kick this one away. Back deep, Tony Allen, the senior defensive back for Ben Davis. is set to receive. The wind really has died down since earlier off that first kickoff from Kramer, but this one is up and away. Another booming kick by Kramer into the end zone for the automatic touchback per high school rules. The Ben Davis Giants will take over with 3:24 remaining in the first quarter, trailing by 10.
So Kramer does his job. He's now got 23 touchbacks this season so far. He's done an incredible job as that kickoff starter. And so if you're Ben Davis here, what I think you got to do is, obviously that run's not working for you. That defensive line of the Greyhounds and that linebacking core, for that matter, has done a nice job of stopping the run. What I think you got to do is you got to start airing the ball out. We've seen Castor done a great job on the short passes. He's got to do that here.
They're going screen pass over towards that left side. He shakes the tackle at the 30-yard line. He's finally going to be pushed out of bounds close to the 35. That looks like Michael Beatty, once again a senior right there on that reception. He's been looked at on quite a few screens tonight. So Conway will push him out of bounds, but that will be enough for the first down. They'll line him up at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for Ben Davis. Dorian Tate checks in as the running back to the right of Kastner. They fake it. Now off the screen, they find his man once again. Penalty flags fly at about the 35-yard line. Two of them, actually. He's brought down at about the 40. That one looked to be Evans on the reception, lining up as a receiver this time. So we'll see who this one is against. His officials will talk about it. That one looks to be against Ben Davis as they start to retreat a little bit. 3:11 remaining here in the first quarter. We'll see what the official yardage will look like. But again, Carmel leading 10-0 if you are just joining us. We'll mark them back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. That'll be at the 25-yard line now for Ben Davis.
So holding call there on the receiver, Brennan Gillis. Gillis, again, that blocking receiver there on that play. Looked like he got a little too much of the jersey. Again, Zach Woods going right against him. Woods has been very present as that defensive back.
Four wide shotgun set, three out to his left here for Kastner. So he's trying to eye this Carmel defense. He takes the snap, looking to pass, looking deep down the left side of the field. That one's going to be intercepted by the Carmel Greyhounds, and a turnover off of that one. Read the route perfectly. Great job there off the turnover, and that one looks to be Conway once again. If that's the case, that is his third of the season, and it is.
Jack Conway has been so strong there. We've talked about that coverage team before. They are very, very skilled, and not only on the coverage team, but also tackling. But I don't know if you could see it, Jesse, but a mile away, we saw Conway coming. We knew he had a beat on the ball. We had a beat on the ball. You can't throw it to a guy like Jack Conway and expect him to drop that interception. The kid's got great hands, comes up with a big play, and now Carmel has the ball.
At the 33-yard line of Ben Davis, they spread the field, five wide set. They put Pascal in motion this time. He checks back in as a tailback in the pistol. This one will be given to Pascal. He shakes a couple tacklers. Now up the middle across the 24-yard line. A very impressive run there by Shakir Pascal, making his presence known. A gain of 9 on first down.
Pascal averaging 4.5 a carry. Doing a great job there. And Pascal's that guy with those second chance yards. He's able to pick up 2 or 3 on the end of the run. And you're talking first downs every 2 plays.
So 2nd and 1 for the Carmel Greyhounds with 2:30 remaining in the first quarter. They have a 10-0 lead, trying to open up that one as they are knocking on the door of Ben Davis Giants in their red zone. Four wide set, three out to his left from the true shotgun. James looking to pass deep down that right side. The Baldwin, that one's going to be tipped away. Some good defense by the secondary of the Ben Davis Giants. And that one looks to be like Hurd on defense there, one of the defensive backs. So 2:19 remaining in the first, 3rd and 1 coming up on the way.
Well, not just Ben Davis doing some nice defense, but credit Thomas Baldwin there. The only thing he could do is really tip that out of the defender's hands. That was close to an interception.
So slightly underthrown on his second pass attempt, but they go same formation this time from the pistol. James trying to get a couple guys to jump off sides. Now he looks over towards the sideline for signaling. Directing his offense at the line of scrimmage, Pascal, the short yard back, remains in the backfield. James from the 25. We'll hand that one off to Pascal. He easily has a first down across the 20-yard line, brought down at the 19. So moving to chance once again. You said 2 carries off that set of downs for Shakir Pascal, and we see a first down.
When you got a guy like Isaac James, the play action isn't really what you need to worry about. It's that read option, exactly. I mean, you talk about Isaac James is such a deadly threat on the ground. You're really playing a guessing game. Is he giving it to Pascal? Pascal's going to get 8 yards. Is he giving it to James? Well, James is going to get 15.
Spread again as they move Pascal back into the backfield for the pistol. Four wide set. James takes the snap. That one up the middle to Pascal. Pascal will be wrapped up at about the 17-yard line this time. He'll gain a couple of yards. The clock continues to dwindle away here in the first quarter. 1:47 remaining. Carmel Greyhounds lead 10-0, but they are in the red zone of Ben Davis. off the 2nd and 8. James will come back to the line of scrimmage. It looks like they're going back to their traditional pistol formation, 4-wide set, but they split the difference on the receivers. Roberts will move in motion this time over towards that right side. Trying to create the mismatch, he will take this one. James off the quarterback keeper, left tackle. He goes into the end zone, and Isaac James will open this one up. 16-0, and what an impressive run by James. Had everybody fooled off the option.
And just like we said, that defensive line biting on the handoff there to Chris Perkins. Perkins comes into the ball game. Obviously, he's the high target. James sells that read option so well. Off the tackle, walks into the end zone with that incredible speed. Isaac James so far has been the MVP of this first quarter. And what a lead for the Greyhounds.
Kramer going to try to extend that just a little bit, trying to make it 17-0 and make it a perfect 3-for-3 on place kicking tonight. He had the field goal and also had that extra point. The hold is good. The kick is up, and the kick will also be good. And who would have thought going into this one already in the first quarter, it is 17-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. We'll be right back.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have quite the game so far. Carmel has really jumped on the board early, and we have not seen anything like this before, Jesse. It's been so tough for the Greyhounds, it seems like, to put points on the board in the first quarter. They're always playing from behind, and then they get into a position in the fourth quarter where they really just have to kind of chuck some passes up to Austin Roberts and see what happens. But running a very effective offense with Isaac James, and credit that Carmel defense who's come up very big so far.
And we talked about it earlier in the pregame for a little bit. 3 come-from-behind wins in the fourth quarter for the Carmel Greyhounds out of their 6 total. So half of their wins being comeback wins, including one last week against Pike. And who would have thought, like we said, you know, coming into this game, 17-0 against the number 2 team in a state. Very impressive showing by this entire Greyhounds unit as Adam Kramer kicks this one away. That one goes into the end zone. That's his 3rd touchback of the night. He's really showing off the leg strength. So the Ben Davis offense is going to try to get something going here before the end of the first quarter. Minute 21 to go, but they are trailing by 17. So a 3-possession game right now. What are you talking if you're the coach in that huddle right now?
You know, I think, honestly, you could take a shot down the field. I think if you're Kastner, why don't you air the arm out a little bit? I know it sounds kind of crazy, but I would even maybe think about going back to Conway. Put him in another position to have to make a play, see if you can make something happen.
4-wide shotgun set. They split the difference on the receivers. At his own 20-yard line, Kastner takes the snap, fakes the handoff, now rolls out to his left. That one is going to be taken up by the receiver. Trying to jump the route there was Akins. And a great catch there made by Boswell. Sean Boswell, one of the top receivers on his team, shows why right there with reliable hands and a burst of speed upfield.
Yeah, again, now with that reception, Boswell goes over the 300-yard mark on the season.
So shotgun set once again. AF 4-wide, 3 out to his right from the 32-yard line. 1st and 10, the screen. Finds his man. He heads upfield. He's going to be brought down at about the 38-yard line. And that one looked to be Gildan once again. We've seen plenty of different running backs come in here in many different formations. He's the 4th of the night.
And Gildan, actually, he's a receiver coming in there. Nice on that screen. But he goes over the 200-yard mark himself.
That one will be a handoff up the middle. Ball is on the ground. Let's see who comes up with it. The Carmel Greyhounds signaling they have it. And that one was Dorian Tate on the carry. Never really had full possession of it. We're going to wait for the official signal. A lot of Carmel Greyhounds saying they have it, and they do. And the Carmel Greyhounds with another turnover in Ben Davis territory.
So turnover in the air, turnover on the ground. And the Greyhounds have another opportunity to keep adding on this lead, Jesse.
So right now they will be lined up at about the 43-yard line of the Ben Davis Giants. Some great field position. Can't ask for any more if you're this Carmel Greyhound offense. I say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think you got to keep Isaac James in there as the quarterback. 44 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. They have a 17-0 lead, and James comes back out as the quarterback. He's going to line up in the 4-wide pistol. They split the difference on the receivers. At the 42-yard line, Roberts moving in motion. James will take the snap. Hands that one off the middle. He finds his tailback. That looks to be Shakir Pascal once again across the 39-yard line. Actually, Chris Perkins appears to be checking back in as a tailback. He was that one on the carry. So a 3-yard gain for Perkins. Not too much urgency coming up here from the Carmel Greyhounds, but they do have to run another play before the quarter is out. So four wide pistol set again for Isaac James. Three out to his right. Perkins remaining in the backfield. Trying to go hard count. Now looks over towards the sideline. Try to milk this clock a little bit so they can get their last play off. James, with plenty of time, has a few more seconds before the end of the play clock. That was going to have to be a little more urgent, and we have ourselves a timeout here, as he was not going to be able to get that one off in time for the play clock, but still about 3 seconds remaining, give or take a couple tenths, before the end of the first quarter. Second and seven on the way.
Well, what's really surprised me so far from this Ben Davis defense is the lack of a defensive line. We're talking guys like Trey Harney, Albert Williams, Norman Oglesby, all three huge defensive tackles, senior leaders. And actually, if we're talking defense in general, there's really only one junior, and that's the cornerback, Tony Allen. So we're seeing a lot of senior leadership, a defense that's highly respected and highly looked at in Ben Davis, and they've just really, really struggled against this attack from Isaac James.
Isaac James really kind of throwing a lot of different things at them. We've seen the pitches out to Roberts. We've seen them out to Perkins. We've seen Pascal, and I think the most lethal of them all have been the quarterback keepers, but they have been perfectly timed. Right when they think they're going to go to the power back or they're going to try to spread it out and go laterally with Perkins, he keeps it and catches everybody off guard, because you have to respect the speed of Perkins. You have to respect the strength of Pascal.
And also give credit to the handoff. The handoff is something we overlook a lot of times, but if you can sell an incredible handoff, which Isaac James can, it's really hard to read. You're talking right or left. And if that's your entire defensive tackle, or your entire defensive line crashing to the left, the play's going to the right, you're talking 10 yards.
Four wide set from the shotgun. James takes the snap, the handoff to Perkins across the left tackle. Dances out to the sideline now. He's going to be pushed out at about the 31. So a good run by Perkins. He's going to have enough for the first down right up against the chains. But when we come back after the end of the first quarter here, Cromwell Greyhounds are leading 17-0, and they're going to switch sides of the field. They go over towards that other side. We'll be right back. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Cromwell Greyhounds.